Burden. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 5th, 1908. Dear Brother Burden, I have received and read your letter. I have written a letter in response to the one which Elder Reaser wrote me and sent the same to Elder Haskell to deliver. Today, I sent Elder Haskell a telegram telling him to hold the letter until later. Brother Reaser's letter touched my heart, and I replied in the hope that he might be helped in just the right way. If this is possible, we shall accomplish much. If Elder Reaser will see himself as he is and acknowledge his mistakes, he can unite his strength with ours to save others from going over the same ground that he has traveled. Much will be gained if he learns to stand, not in his own strength, but in the strength of God. I was so thankful for the acknowledgments that Brother Reaser made in his letter that I could not refrain from weeping, for I knew that they would mean much to such a man as he. I know also that if he will turn his strength of purpose on the right side, he will be a power for good in the work of God. And the strength that he can give is needed. I accepted his statements in sincerity and wrote at once. Christ's lessons of forgiveness were in my mind. It was not I who had been hurt, but the precious cause of truth. For he, in his self-confidence, had taken a wonderfully bold stand. I thought that if the man was sincere, this acknowledgement and evidence in his life of the transforming grace of Christ was all that we need ask. I cannot express to you the gladness I felt as I thought that Elder Reaser had indeed come to see matters in the same light with his brethren. I hope he has done so. It seemed to me that as I read his letter, I could see the work in Southern California standing on a better and surer foundation, strengthened by the unity of the workers and the churches. But if this is only supposition, and his has not been a true conversion, then my burden comes back to me with grievous force. I send these lines to you and Elder Haskell. Truth will triumph and bear away the victory. I am so full of thanksgiving when one soul who has lost his bearings is recovered. I know not how to express my gratitude. If this soul can be saved, do all in your power to save him. I was so sorry when I heard that Elder Reaser was undermining the confidence of the people in the testimonies God had been giving to his people for the past 60 years. I thought, he certainly could not have studied them and received them as from God, or he could not make them of no account in the minds of the people. Then, when his letter came, acknowledging his belief in the messages, I was filled with joy. The Lord would not now be dishonored. Brother Reaser would not now be so taken up with his own ideas that he could turn away from the testimonies. There are many, many who are not studying the testimonies as they should. Some read them casually or make some reference to them, but they are not presented in the spirit of assurance of the spirit of truth. Many of those who profess the truth for this time turn from the messages and accept their own opinions and ideas as verity and truth. I have never, in all my experience, met a man who felt so fully competent to carry all lines of the work as Brother Reaser. The Lord has shown me that he felt himself sufficient for this work, that he needed no others to advise or counsel him. How to reach him, how to open his eyes to see his true condition, seemed a very difficult thing. But this letter to me was of such a character that I could see that a change was taking place. If he continues to humble himself before God, Elder Reaser will become a little child to learn his lessons of the great teacher. I have waited for this change to come, and I have felt sad indeed that it has been so long delayed. Let us see if our brother is not changed. Let us look for a spirit of humility and meekness in him. Unless he has this spirit, he is not safe. God help him, is my prayer.